USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
Thousands of AT&T workers are on strike across the southeast U.S. More than 20,000 people walking off the job back on Friday after the Communication Workers of America union said contract negotiations over health care and wages fell apart. The union also objecting to a new demand for workers to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wall Street had a bad week last week as some financial experts continue to predict that the U.S. could experience a recession as soon as next year. Yesterday, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said once again,
I just want to disabuse so much of this recession talk out there. It just ain't so.
It was a somber remembrance as churches nationwide marked the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies yesterday with a bell ringing at 3 p.m. local time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Oklahoma judge is expected to give his verdict today on whether Johnson & Johnson is responsible for the state's opioid epidemic. Oklahoma's attorney general argues the company's pharmaceutical subsidiary marketed opioids heavily to doctors while downplaying the drug's risks starting back in the 1990s. The AG claims that contributed to 6,000 deaths in 2 years, costing the state as much as $17.5 billion ever since. Social media has been lighting up after a star-studded benefit last night in Dayton, Ohio's Oregon District. Comedian Dave Chappelle organizing what was called the Gem City Shine event, featuring performances by music legend Stevie Wonder, Grammy Award winner Chance the Rapper, and others. Also on hand, Chris Rock and Jon Stewart. Officials estimate about 20,000 people attended the show that was dedicated to the 9 people killed in this past month's mass shooting. The Dayton mayor, Nan Whaley, praised Chappelle, who she said contacted all of the performers himself and paid for most of the event out of his own pocket. And you may have heard, or maybe not, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, at just 29, is retiring from pro football, citing the repeated injuries he's had over the years, which he says has made the game no fun anymore. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.